Hello there, travelers. So it looks like we're going to Sedona. Or at the very least, we're planning to go to Sedona at this point. Either way, fantastic choice. There are so many places in the Southwest with superb red rocks, but nothing quite tops Sedona's amazing formations and canyon. Many believe that the Earth shares primordial energy at four distinct locations around the town area. And maybe you'll feel that energy too. And something of a surprise in the harsh desert environment is that Sedona is a cultural oasis with a long artistic past. Now, touring through Sedona is divided into three sections. Starting from the north, we follow Highway 89A through the Oak Creek Canyon, dropping some 2,500 feet in elevation along the way. One of the favorite stops through there is Slide Rock, a natural water slide and pools that are just about the best place to be on a hot day. And we get a few of them around here. The region's most popular hike, well, just about the most popular hike, is the West Fork of Oak Creek Trail. And, of course, there are many scenic viewpoints along the canyon route. In the middle of our tour is the town of Sedona itself. The Tlaquepaque Arts and Shopping Village is quite the relaxing and soothing place to peruse stores, galleries, or get a really nice meal in the stylish surrounds of a Mexican-style plaza. Driving west, we'll tour to scenic locations like the Airport Mesa, Boynton Canyon, and the Devil's Bridge, before circling back towards the town via the Red Rock Loop Road, where we can visit local favorites like Crescent Moon and Red Rock State Park. Now, if you're looking for a little more high-intensity adventure, local 4x4 tours will take you onto some of Arizona's most exciting off-roading routes, like Schnebley Hill. Passenger vehicles, definitely not recommended through there. Just let the professionals show you the good time, all right? Driving south, away from the town, along the Red Rock Scenic Byway, or Route 179, we'll enjoy views of Sedona's most famous formations, Courthouse, Bell Rock, and Cathedral. Now, speaking of cathedrals, be sure to stop at the Chapel of the Holy Cross, built right into the Sedona landscape. No, I'm not kidding, like, built right into it. It is really something. This section finishes at I-17 for access to or from Phoenix. You can experience all the best sights in Sedona in one full day. That said, you won't have time for more than the shorter hikes. If you do have some more time available, it's much nicer to be able to enjoy at least one sunset and dedicate a whole day to enjoying one of the rewarding longer hikes and then just relax the afternoon away. Whether your time in Sedona is only to do a short drive through, or if you can linger and enjoy the many natural and human attractions, I guarantee you are going to love it. And I'll make sure you know all the best options as we go. And finally, if your travel plans include the Grand Canyon, these two tours meet in Flagstaff, so make sure you download both. Happy travels, and we'll see you in Sedona.